Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mega News Motion. My my name is. We're Frog Up the Russell Hoodie on tonight's show, Monday's News and Reviews, and I tell you what, the wind is blowing like crazy right now, so things may cut in and out because of that. So we're having like 80-mile-an-hour winds right now, and power lines were knocked over last night over here where I'm at, but it's getting a little windy out here. How you doing, Russell, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, you definitely had some problems working there, man. The last 30 seconds were nothing but static. I thought we were being jammed.
Yeah, no, it's the wind, so it's interfering with the internet and everything right now. We're under high wind warning at the moment, and everything. But Roger will be calling in here in a little bit, and everything. But I tell you what, man, things are heated up right now. What do you think about all this?
Well, definitely are, man. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on out in the open, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I'm telling you right now, man, at this point in time, it's hard to tell who's winning and who's losing.
Right. Well, it was kind of a shocker that Joe Biden sided with Trump on one thing today, and that was not to defund the police department. I knew he fell over on that one.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Are you on your mic, Joe?
No, I'm using my Bluetooth set right now and everything because my mic is shot to hell, so I'm having to use that. But it's because of the reception from the wind that's doing it. So,
yeah. Okay. I mean, well, you know, this whole thing to defund the police—that's right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook. You know, I mean, it's just it is what it is. And of course, Democrats are fully on board with it. And I mean, it's just absolutely stupidity at the highest levels. And it's just to add to the chaos. And this is long stopped being anything about George Floyd. As a matter of fact, they lost me. I no longer give a fuck about George Floyd one way or the other, okay? There's a lot of shady shit went on there. The man did not deserve to die, but there's entirely too much evidence out there that shows that this was definitely a false flag. And I don't know why the guy who's in jail is sitting there with his mouth shut, because he is not the guy in the video. And I'm thinking he's going to get Epstein before he ever gets to trial.
All right. What do you think, Virgil?
Well, number one, I don't think George Floyd or whoever he was is dead. I don't think those cops are in jail. I think they're just being said that they're in jail. They've gone on to bumfuck Egypt or wherever they wanted to fucking send them. Okay. This has too many red flags on it. Too many red flags. And as far as defunding the police, hey, go right ahead. I'm all for it. Because in the words of Chesty Puller, then I get to shoot in any fucking direction I want.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, you know.
You know what? If they want to defund the police and the programs, get rid of the damn red flag laws. Hello?
You're talking about straight up chaos. I mean, these people think they want this shit. And there's going to be some kind of community patrolling. That means they're going to turn the streets over to the same thugs that did the riots and stuff like that. It is absolutely absurd. I'll have to go with Virgil on that. You know, if we're going to do that, let's go ahead and do this and stuff like that, man. If you really want to If you really want us deciding who the bad guys are, I can roll with that just fine. I got no problem with it, Virgil. Let's
Oh yeah. And these idiots wearing these dashiki scarves and hats or whatever they called, whatever. Okay, and dealing in Congress and all of this, you know, Pelosi and Schumer and all of them. I guarantee you check the tags on them fucking things, they're gonna say made in China.
Right.
I don't doubt that.
I mean, this is coming down. It's an old tactic. You know, they tried everything else. Okay, let's go back to the oldies but the goodies. But this time, let's get video of it. Let's put it on national TV. You know, you media guys, especially this bitch on CBS Good Morning, especially that bitch.
Yep, I thought.
I tell you what, she is fanning the flames harder than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
CBS is fanning the flames more than anybody on this.
Oh, yeah, and especially with the interview she did with Barr Sunday. I watched that entire interview, and she was taking it all out of it, you know. Those protesters were protesting. They were violent. Barr called the shots. He was there. He saw the whole thing. He wouldn't have did that if there wasn't
Did you see what the South Dakota governor done? Did you see what she done?
Oh, yeah.
She called out the National Guard, and brother, they were locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
They were not playing.
A lot of men I know. You got a lot of holes. She ain't playing. You know.
And Russell.
Yes, sir.
I looked up her history and everything, her profile and everything, and guess what? You ought to see her in that red bikini. You ought to see her in that red bikini, brother.
Uh-oh,
and y'all walking around.
She is. I'd hit that in a heartbeat.
Should have given you a heart attack, Russell. Should have given me a heart attack.
But, you know, I mean, this fanning, this racism bullshit, man, has gone too far. I mean, everything was just fine and dandy till Obama came along. Now we got the war on cops. We got Antifa. We got Black Lives Matter. And let me tell you something, motherfuckers, okay? There were 1,082 police shootings last year, okay? All right? Out of those 1,082, 28 were unarmed, okay? Out of those 28, 19 were white and 9 were black, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 28, 2 were prosecuted and sent to prison, all right? You know, this stuff about genocide, all this is just right out of the Zelensky playbook. This is the Clinton, this year, deep state throwing everything they got out there in a last ditch effort to save their ass. And the really sad part about it is too many of you out there are too motherfucking stupid to see what's going on. And y'all are buying
Let me give you a little playbook. I told Carmelita about this, and she just couldn't believe it. And I got all kind of people trying to argue me down on it, but you can check the facts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see, racism starts, okay, right when the kids are going to what used to be school, now it's indoctrination centers. And they take these SAT and these CAT tests and these LEAP tests. Well, right up in that right-hand corner they got a little square box that says check your race. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We in Louisiana tried to get that removed from the test and from job applications. Okay. The Legislative Black Caucus and the NAACP went batshit.
Mm-hmm.
They went completely batshit. Because,
mm-hmm.
you see, it's hidden in the what they call the affirmative action deal, laws. Joseph, you are making a hell of a bunch of background noise.
Oh, sorry, I'm just turning my fan on. Let me turn it off. There we go.
Okay.
Got it off.
Now, the affirmative action thing has a lot of different things hid in it. Now, when these kids take these SAT tests or these CAT tests or these LEAP tests, if they check off black on that box, there's six tests.
Mm-hmm.
And each test, they get five extra points. Five extra points under affirmative action. So before they even open up the book and take the test, they got 30-point jump on everybody in that classroom. Now, if you want to scream about equality, you know, let's take that shit out of there. Let's make it equal. Let's start off from ground zero. Let's zero out the clock. But oh no, the NAACP and the Congressional and Legislative Black Caucus says no, that's racist.
Wow. I didn't know anything about that. Wow. Wow.
Of course it's racist, man. I mean, I've been preaching it forever and ever and ever. And do you want to see, you know what the biggest racist term being used out there right now is, ladies and gentlemen? The biggest racist slur being used out there right now, and I think if you do a little Googling, you'll see that I'm correct. The biggest racist slur being used out there right now is white privilege.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
Let's
white
discuss
privilege.
White privilege.
There is,
Let's discuss
there is
that.
No such fucking thing. Go ahead, Bird.
Let's discuss that. Okay. You want me to apologize for my white privilege? Let's see, fuel tax, road tax, license plate tax, insurance tax, inspection sticker tax, tax this, tax that. I have about 60 taxes that I pay just on that Mack truck. Not to mention the income tax and the LLC tax, okay, which is ungodly, okay. When you start paying all of my taxes on there, then I'll apologize for white privilege. But I'm not going to apologize for something that I am able to pay to support myself and my family. And not only that, but support your lazy fucking asses out there with welfare, WIC, and food stamps. I get up and I go to fucking work. Okay. While you sit up on your fat ass eating fish sandwiches and having five kids by three different fucking daddies.
Well, let me clarify that a little bit, because I know exactly where Virgil's coming from on that. And you see, what Virgil was talking about, he's not talking about the people that need help, deserve our help, that we have a biblical obligation to help, which is widows, orphans, and the incapacitated, those who cannot take care of themselves, all right? Now, the rest of these people who make it a career out of living off welfare is who Virgil is talking about, and I agree wholeheartedly with him. So right there in the friggin' Bible itself, Jesus Christ himself said, let he who does not work not eat. We have no obligation to take care of these people. This has come from the Democratic Party milking votes out of the black community. And why do you think Obama did absolutely nothing for the black community in his 8 years as president? I'll tell you why. Because the most important thing that the Democrats have to have is the black community on the government plantation. Now, Trump is changing all that. Black unemployment was at the lowest levels in history. And, boy, they just absolutely cannot stand that. They cannot have that. And it all comes right down to that. Obama did absolutely zero, nothing, nada for the black community in 8 years as president. And I challenge you to prove me wrong.
That is correct. And what proves you right, Russell, I'm going to go back in history. I'm going to pull out all stops. Okay? In one of his speeches, Malcolm X, who was once the most anti-white son of a bitch that ever walked the face of the earth, told it like it was. You see, whites are either going to vote Republican or Democrat. In America, what chooses your president? The black vote. The black vote is what chooses your president.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to play to. You have to play to your minority people of color vote. And that's exactly what he said. And it's one of the things that got him killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that got him killed. Because Malcolm X, he went from a total disgust of whites to a total disgust of liberals. He completely flipped. And he realized who it was, and he started speaking out against them. And that is one of the many things that got him killed.
Mm-hmm.
So Russell is reiterating exactly what he said.
Let's go a step further. I want to explain why I'm saying I no longer support this George Floyd bullshit in any way, shape, or form. All right? Because don't tell me. Don't stand there and run your Black Lives Matter bullshit down to me. Okay? Because it is straight up bullshit. It is straight up fabricated. Because you know what? Not a motherfucking one said anything about the 82 black people that were shot in Detroit over the Memorial Day weekend. Not Sharpton, not Jackson, not all these heads of all these BLM, not one fucking Democrat senator, not one Democrat congressman. No one. So don't talk to me about Black Lives Matter when you're going to turn a blind eye to that and you fully support Planned Parenthood killing 670,000 black babies a year like they did last year.
Yes.
Take your BLM bullshit and shove it up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to add to that, Russell, okay, with your white privilege, okay, other than hockey and baseball. Okay, who is the majority of millionaires that play in the NBA and the NFL?
They're black players.
That is correct. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got all of these millionaires, these black millionaires, that's running around, spending money like crazy, buying Bentleys and living in mansions and everything else, okay? Where is the protest and outcry for their privilege and not coming into these communities and helping these communities that they came from. Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they going in? Why aren't they going in the hood and saying, "Hey, man, give up the gun, give up the drugs." You know why? Because you know why? Because they get their goddamn heads blown off.
Well, the thing of it is, these are the same useless kids on a boar hog that did absolutely nothing for this country during this pandemic called coronavirus. It was all races out there, black, white, green, blue, purple, dot, or whatever. But we're the blue-collar motherfuckers out there that go to work every day, pay the taxes, carry the weight of this country on our shoulders, and get very little fucking reward for the effort that we put into keeping this country up and loaded. And these son of a bitches ain't got nothing but sit there and run their cock holsters stirring shit. I have absolutely no respect for it. And the NFL is dead to me, too, now. Roger Goodell and those cork suckers can just pucker up. And I'm going to bleach my asshole so they can really bend down there and kiss my white privilege.
Amen, bro. Amen.
I quit watching NFL many years ago because, you know, when they started changing, I was like, shit. I mean, I lost interest, you know, back. I mean, I was into sports, but once it was all about the money and everything, I was like, yeah, you know, it's not like that anymore. But I tell you, and, we called this out, right? We said they're going to throw everything at us all at one time, and here we are. There it is.
And it's just disgusting because I watched a video that a friend of mine took down in Jackson Square in New Orleans, and it was nothing more. This bitch got up and she just read like it was a speech written by Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin themselves. And it was capitalism. Capitalism is the cause of racism. This is the cause of racism. That is the cause of racism. And like Russell said, I'm going to challenge everyone out there. I don't care who you are. Call in and answer this question for me. Name one thing that Barack Hussein Obama did as president that offered incentives to anyone to better themselves. I'll wait. Call in and tell me what did he do to offer incentives to anybody to better themselves.
917.
Don't call up with that bullshit. He did a lot. You know, don't be vague about it. Let's take the a lot, and let's write all that a lot down on these little sticky notes, and let's put them in a fishbowl, and I want to see you pick one thing out specifically that Barack Hussein Obama did while he was president to offer anybody incentives to better themselves. Call in and tell me what he did.
Again, 917-889-3890 is the call-in number. You guys want to call in. But I tell you, you know, we called this shot by shot. You know, we said how it was going to be, and here we are, man. I mean, what started this whole thing through was when the cops were acting like the Nazis.
This is all, if y'all noticed, this all fell in right at the same time. Hillary lost her court case. There's subpoenas going out for former Obama administrators and all of this kind of shit. He had testified before Congress. And something else I forgot.
Let's not forget, Rosenstein there pretty much threw the FBI under the bus trying to save his ass. I mean, he literally threw Comey's FBI under the bus in his testimony before the Senate commission on that deal. We've got to think about that. Hillary has got to go testify. Not only does she have to go testify under oath about Benghazi now, of Houston people that will hang her ass for it, But she lost her case on the 30,000 emails, too, in September the 9th.
Yeah.
She has to go into a district court and testify at her trial. And I'm telling you, this shit's just going to continue getting worse and worse and worse and worse. They are absolutely losing their shit, man. And
well, I can tell you everybody's testimony right now, Russell. I can tell you everybody's testimony. After the hand goes down and they sit down in that fucking chair, I can, other than their name and who they are and their address and whoever and whatever, I can tell you their testimony right now. You want me to tell you what they're going to say? I refuse to answer the question because it might tend to incriminate me.
Yep.
They're gonna pull another Loretta Lynch. They're going to pull another Loretta Lynch. 72 times she took the Fifth Amendment. They're going to pull that former IRS director when she was asked about the Tea Party investigations and the taxes and the invasion of privacy and all of that. She, just like she took the Fifth Amendment. They're all going to take the Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to take the Fifth.
I guarantee you.
Right.
How much? Anybody out there that wants to bet me any amount, I guarantee I will take bets right now. I got a pencil and paper ready.
I will
take the bets.
Okay, but the one difference there, Virgil, is this is before a congressional or a Senate committee that's just going to let them walk on that. They're going to go into a courtroom and do that, and that jury's going to not appreciate that at all. All right? I don't think I don't think it's going to be very pretty. I think that standing on the Fifth Amendment is going to be what hangs their ass.
Well, Russell, it's like this. Okay, now I would agree with you, but there's one thing standing in your way of your statement, brother. One thing, and it's called a chicken shit checkup ass lawyer. Okay.
Yep.
When it comes to you and I and Joseph and Ann and everybody in our little group, okay, and we say that the Second Amendment is the law of the land. The law of the land. Okay? Oh, no, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this. Well, at the same time, these chicken shit checker pants lawyers will pull out cases from ancient Egypt to get their clients off, and in an appellate court, it rides. You know? But,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You know, that was written 199 years ago. That ruling was 199 years old. The Constitution, you know, over 200 years ago. You know, you got to consider the time factor in that between the Second Amendment and a court ruling that knocks this case out. You know, it's the almighty order of the double standard is what we have.
I've seen them doing that too lately. I've seen a lot of that lately going in.
You
yeah,
see, like
yeah.
Russell said, mm-hmm. since the Dick Act, every firearms law on the book is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing, the defect in the Second Amendment of the Constitution is that they did not add that firearms, that arms and ammunition cannot be taxed.
Well,
that is the only defect to the Second Amendment. You know, I mean, it's just sickening the way our court system has got. And if this ever reaches the Ninth Circuit, the bitch gonna walk for sure. The bitch is gonna walk for sure.
Won't have nothing to do with that ruling. That is out of their jurisdiction.
Well, I can tell you what. All it's going to take is some liberal judge somewhere, somehow, somewhere, or a group of them that's on these appellate courts or whatever to get up there and say, oh, well, Hillary Clinton's conviction was unconstitutional because the prosecutor wore a red tie in court. You know, I mean, ever since the Great Twinkie defense, the court system has gone to shit in this country.
Yep. But, you know,
I mean, here you have a guy. Here you have a guy that killed the mayor of San Francisco, and beat the charge because the defense argued that he was addicted to Twinkies and he couldn't get any Twinkies, so he went crazy.
Yeah. That's a true story. I remember that. Sad but true. You know. What about the cop that knocking on Thelma's door and shooting dead right there on the spot?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just you don't know what, you know, it used to be, you know, you could depend on the law of the land and a judge, and, you know, you had a system that worked. You know, mm-hmm. You had a court system that worked. If the evidence was there and the evidence proved that he was guilty or she was guilty, well, then they were found guilty. But now mm-hmm. It's a crapshoot. It's like going to the casino. Who's all that background noise?
That's coming from Russell.
There ain't nothing on in here. I'm sitting in a dark living room, so it ain't coming from me.
It's got to be coming from you, Joseph.
No, not me. I was hearing somebody banging dishes or something. That's what it sounded like. But
anyway, I mean, you might as well take Hillary Clinton and the rest of these son of a bitches to Las Vegas and give them a set of dice and just let them roll. Just let them roll craps. You know, if they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. I trust that better than the judicial system in the United States now.
Actually, that's what it feels like, because it feels like they're throwing everything in the pot at one time and they're throwing in the dice to see what's going, you know, what to do next. That's what it feels like, honestly.
Well, it's not that at all. They definitely have a plan, and they're working the shit out of it. And, you know, we just got to keep putting information out there and hope, because way, 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 way too many people that claim to have been awoke are falling for this shit, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, it is absolutely fucking disgusting what I'm seeing going on out here and stuff, man. And they're just going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing. And so I'm just kind of wondering what's coming next. I guess, you know, because, okay, let's run through it. Russia hoax failed. Impeachment, Ukraine failed, COVID failed, the riots have failed. You know, you have to ask yourself what's next. And I'm really, really disappointed, actually, to tell you guys the truth, because I think we got fucked out of the killer hornets altogether, man.
Right.
You know, I was kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah. I went and bought 5,000 rolls of toilet paper for nothing. I'm pissed.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I'll be on the point to where it's like, I just don't know.
It's like I've been saying that a person is smart. People are panicky, dumb, dangerous, and fucking stupid. Okay? They turn on the fucking idiot box, and anything that comes over that fucking news, especially CBS now, we're going to die. We're going to this. This so-called hurricane that was supposed to hit. We had rain hit today. It was we had a cloud burst hit down here today, and it did more damage than the so-called hurricane.
Well,
oh,
was,
oh boy, they blew it all out of proportion.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was watching the news earlier. They were showing areas in Louisiana just flooded out in Alabama, and I was like, really?
The only thing that flooded out was the intercoastal cities and along the coast, Grand Isle. They got a tide surge, which happens every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get a south wind blowing north. I mean, you get water in the streets of Grand Isle. You get 6-7 inches of water in the streets of Grand Isle. That don't make no difference. I mean, you got kids out there pulling each other on knee boards or behind a Jeep, you know, down the streets of Grand Isle. This is
nothing unusual. The media made it look bigger than what it is, you know.
Until you see, now Russell's going to testify to this, until you see a guy named Boudreaux on TV, on camera, with a set of uneven cut-off blue jeans, a dirty T-shirt with welding holes burned all in it from when he was welding on something, a hat on his head that says, if you ain't Cajun, you ain't shit, drinking a Budweiser, that is the national hurricane spokesman for the state of Louisiana. Until you see him on TV, don't worry about it.
All right. Well, I've been in earthquakes and I've been in tornadoes, but never hurricanes. So, thankfully, but I tell you what, man, I don't know, man. I mean, it's just seeing everything going on right now and watching all this play out. And we know how, you know, it's going to go on all the way up to November. It's going to get, like Russell said, it's going to get way, way worse, you know, and everything. But I agree with what Russell said earlier. I don't think George Floyd is dead. They haven't seen a body yet.
Well, it's not only that. They're showing, I don't know whether these are Photoshop pictures or whatever, of the tattoo on his chest, that he had a tattoo on his chest, and the person arrested didn't have a tattoo on his chest, and this, that, and the other. And there's several other things that are coming up that George Floyd is not his real name. I don't know.
He was a porn star, too. I saw videos where they're already making the murals a week before his death. I've seen that. I don't know if you've seen those, but I've seen that.
Well, that's happened before, and Russell can testify to this, that I'm right. You know, 8, 10, 12 hours before Kennedy was assassinated, it was printed in the papers overseas across the world, you know, 12 hours before the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the United States president assassinated, President Kennedy assassinated. This was showing up in newspapers across the ocean before he even got in the limousine to go down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my old grandpa used to always say, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. And I was like, what is this crazy old motherfucker talking about? Until I wound up in South America doing what I did down there for who I did it for. And I'm going to tell you, the old man was right. He was 100% right.
Oh, my dad used to say that same thing, too.
My grandfather had a saying that goes out to these Antifas, Black Lives Matter, this Sunshine Group, and all of this. Sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut and let everybody think you're stupid than run your mouth and show how many people how stupid you are.
Right. At least we can actually have an impeachment now since there are terrorists. Look at how you hunt them down now.
I've got several applications in for several trucking companies, and the two of them that probably are going to call me in this week. But one thing I made clear in the phone interview, my truck don't stop for highway protesters. So if y'all gonna hire me, you better get a little bit more insurance.
That finally calmed down in New Mexico. They quit rioting last night and everything, but man, they sure tore downtown that boy, I tell you what.
Well, they tried to block, I forget what highway it was in South Dakota. And they put the kibosh on that shit real quick.
Six hundred of them got arrested on the spot. I saw that. I tell you what, that governor, I tell you, she's tops. I mean, there needs to be a lot more governors like her after follow her lead.
And
you know?
this new press secretary we got, McKinney. She needs to take Bill Barr's place, in my opinion.
She was putting them down today, man. She was putting all the liberal media in line. She was kind of snapping the whip on them today. I was watching her.
This, Russell, you got to agree with me. I said it before. You got to agree with me. That's like me and you. That's like me and you sitting down somewhere, and Russell cuts a fart, and then I say, "Oh, I'm gonna show you," and then I shit all over myself. It's the same thing with burning your own fucking neighborhoods down. Come on, boy, that background noise driving me nuts.
That's coming from Russell.
Well, you know, I don't know what the background noise could be, because there's absolutely nothing on in here whatsoever. So I don't know what to do. But as Virgil was saying, though, okay, so now it's this lawyer Crump. For the parentheses, Freedom Floyd family. And you know what? I still haven't seen no family photos posted anywhere whatsoever. No pictures of him with his son, his mother, anything. But let's just move on from that, because obviously there's nothing to see there. But these guys come out, and they're asking the UN to come in and disarm the police? No.
I saw that article. I saw that. That was so entertaining.
I am absolutely, I'm not stunned. I'm just amazed at the stupidity.
Well, I spoke to a major, Ronnie Blanchard. Okay, Major Ronnie Abair with the sheriff's office today. I had to call him. Somebody came and said somebody had stolen some tools out of the back of a pickup truck around the neighborhood here, and I called him up. But I got into a lengthy discussion with him about that, and I told him, I said, Ronnie, I said, I know that y'all know that I got stuff around my house and everywhere else that I ain't supposed to have. And I made a deal with y'all that I'm not going to brandish it. I'm not going to parade it. I'm not going to do anything. I said, you know, if y'all need help, come to the house. I said, I'll give you as much help and ammo as I can. Whatever I got is yours. You know, if the shit hits the fan. I said, but I'm going to tell you what, if I see one blue helmet anywhere around, I don't care if he's in front of the fucking courthouse, I'm going to unload on the son of a bitch with every fucking thing I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? He might have to beat me to it. I might have to beat him to it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And, you know, okay, now you don't only have this coming from the media. You don't only have this coming from the Congress and the Senate, but their little fucking, whatever you call them, rag they had thrown around their necks today. You know, kneeling and shit. They're fucking phony. But now you got Hollywood starting to run their cock holsters again. Okay, Tom Arnold, who I thought was a pretty funny guy and stuff. Of course, I've never watched anything. He's come out and said liberals should borrow their dad's hunting rifles and confront Trump's misfit tools. So now, I mean, you know, Virgil, correct me if I'm wrong. All this is straight out of the Nazi playbook, all right? And right now, it's white people. White privilege this. We're tools. We're all racist. Every one of us is racist. You know, we all have white privilege. We're to blame for everything that's wrong with America. You know, I mean, this is, am I wrong, Virgil? Is this not straight out of the Nazi playbook or what?
The only thing missing is the little short fucker with the fucked up mustache and too much Vitalis in his hair. You know, that's the only thing missing out of this.
Right. I think George Soros is behind that, but, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, this is
George Soros ain't shit. George Soros ain't shit no more. This is Bill Gates. This is Bloomberg. This is the Democratic National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what, right now, the sooner we get rid of the United Nations, whether it's by telling them to get the fuck out by serving them an eviction notice or blowing the fucking building up with every one of them son bitches in it, this country is going to stay in a serious, serious, constant get-fuck mode. The only way to unfuck this situation is get rid of the UN.
And why can't Trump do that? I mean, I'm sure he has the authority to say, hey, get the fuck out. You know, evict him.
Well, I don't know if he has the full authority to do that, but he can. Mm-hmm. I believe that he can because it's all federal employees. I do believe that he does have the power to sign an executive order that says, not another nickel goes to the UN as long as I'm president. I'm not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Within a year's time, motherfucking banksters will be fucking foreclosing on the UN building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guarantee you this. If fucking ragheads in Yemen, Benghazi, and Iran can fucking take over American soil on American embassy property, then I'll be goddamn if we don't have the authority to run them cocksuckers out of here. Okay? We need to get rid of the UN and okay, here we go. All right, we'll do it like Facebook. England will put you on our friends list. Israel will put you on our friends list. Ireland will put you on our friends list. You know, Switzerland will put you on our friends list. And we block every fucking body else. They need us. This is what Americans don't fucking realize. People, they need us more than we need them.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Feed the world. The United States of America feeds the world.
That's why they want to collapse the United States of America, Virgil. If they succeed in that, they could capture the world. And for one world order, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Virgil, can I have just a second here to make a public service announcement?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. This is a public service announcement brought to you by Mega News Network, and we just want you guys to remember, if rioters come to your area, please remember, don't be a litter bug. Pick up your brass. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I got an announcement to make, guys. I just found out that I'm going to be a grandpa again, possibly around December or January.
you're going to have another dependent to file on your income tax.
Well, not me, but hey, at least he's working, so I don't have to gripe about him. But yeah, I'm gonna have to be another grandpa again and everything.
And one other thing, one come out. There's been a thing floating around about this Marine Lance Corporal who taped "I can't breathe" across his mouth and took a knee. While in full dress blues, Lance Corporal. Now, first of all, I think he's got more trouble than he needs to be aware of. But the one thing that everyone should have noticed is that while he's standing there in that uniform, look at that rack on his chest. All right? This is a guy who's been busted down, okay? So he's probably a malcontent to begin with and stuff like that. Cause I don't know any Lance Corporals that have a rack like that on their chest. Just saying, I could be wrong. What do you think, Virgil?
Well, as the saying goes, E6 on Friday before Liberty, E1 come Tuesday.
Right. Well, guys, it's close to that time. You want to keep going, or do you want to shut it down for the night? Or
yeah, I got to grow early tomorrow. I actually have work tomorrow. Woohoo!
I got a whole lot of nothing to do tomorrow. I got to work in the yard and clean this and clean that, and call some people, try to get my truck hired on somewhere before totally going into bankruptcy again.
All right. Well, I'll probably have y'all to work tomorrow to do after this wind we got going on. It's really blowing out there. I don't know if y'all can hear it. But all right, we'll be back here tomorrow night and everything. But yeah, I mean, brothers, I mean, I'm just beyond words. I mean, I'm just right at the point, and I have been at the point for a long time. And all I can say is, when is everybody else going to get off their fat asses after start posting?
Russell, Joseph, the thing that's just got me so bamboozled. Okay, all right. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, okay, the label's already on you. Okay, you've already been labeled. You've already been branded. There's a file somewhere in somebody's file cabinet with your name on it. Anyway, saying all kind of shit about you. I know there's one on me for a fact.
I know
that. Okay.
So now
you've been put in a no-win situation. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a no-win situation, then you ain't got a fucking thing to lose anymore.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's how I've been feeling. I mean, I'm right there. Nothing to lose.
These highway protesters, put the motherfucking pedal to the floor, and if they get out the way, so be it. If they don't, well, you know, put comprehensive on your shit so State Farm will be there, or Allstate, whatever. You know, just make sure you don't go any more than a $500 deductible, because they will screw your ass on that. Okay.
Right. Well, they pass the law on that before you can run over protesters.
Well,
they do that.
Well,
remember?
And rioters and all of that, you know, hey. You know, either two things are going to happen when you start shooting rioters. Okay, they're going to fall to the ground dead, or they're going to take off running. Either way, it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let them come in your neighborhoods and tear up your neighborhoods. Don't let them do that.
Right. Anyway, with that in motion, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Y'all be careful out there. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's getting more and more, man, you know, and everything. So, I mean, I still don't see an election coming. What do you think, guys? I mean, I still don't see it. I don't see a general election.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough call. It's going to be a rough call.
Yep.
Right now I'm looking at it 6-1 way, half a dozen the other.
right. But anyway, so we'll just leave you all without a thought, and we'll be back here tomorrow night, and I'm gonna try to break the test on, and maybe we can bring Derek on to give us an update of what's going on in his hood in New York. And everything, so we'll get him on. So, but anyway, you all be safe out there. Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.